الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. With regard to our studies, there are two very important aspects that we must keep in mind. One is the ilm that we are getting from our asatiza, and we have got great asatiza, mashallah, to accept that ilm. The other is the yaqeen. That also is very, very important to develop that conviction on that ilm. That is also absolutely essential and very necessary. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has kept many tests, which Allah ta'ala explains in the Quran also, to test our yaqeen on our knowledge. For example, Mi'raj. We all have got the knowledge of Mi'raj. We believe in it, but that full yaqeen on Mi'raj, which alhamdulillah we have got. But today environment is such that the outside world, and especially on the internet, that has brought everything to everyone's on his hand. It has brought everything. And you find so many things that many doubts are also created in many people. Unfortunately, in very many Muslim people's hearts also, doubts are created. Some very many years ago, there was a survey in one country about, in Christianity, about how many priests believe on what they are studying. And they found that it was a very small percentage that actually believed what they are studying. So that time we were very surprised that something like this can happen. But today, we know it's a reality, and today it mustn't happen. It comes in our Muslims like that, in the public domain. For example, we know Darwin's theory of evolution, which is being taught now to small children. So then they get a doubt. One time, in fact, we were sitting in one foreign country after Asr, and there was a long time between Asr and Maghrib, and one brother we had met. Brothers live very scattered in those countries, Western countries, and for them to come to the masjid is quite an effort. There is only perhaps one masjid in a huge city in which they have to change so many buses or trains or travel so much, then they can get there. So anyway, there was an occasion, there was a program, so they had come. So I asked his brother, "What are you doing?" He said he was studying at university. "What are you studying?" "History." So I asked him, "What is the history of mankind?" So he thought for a little while, then he said, "Darwin's theory of evolution, that man was first a monkey, na'uzubillah, and then he became a human being gradually." The crux of it. So I explained to him that. Then I told him, if that is the case, and you are studying history, then how did this world come into existence? So he also thought a little bit. Then he told the Big Bang theory, that just one Big Bang took place and everything then just fell into place. Whereas in the Quran Sharif also Allah explains, and with the tafsir and in the hadith it comes, that on the various days Allah created the various things that are in this earth. So all that has come by the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But today, since we are exposed to all these things, and the questions little small children also ask, big people also ask, and what is lurking in the heart, that is even something else. So what does knowledge that we are gaining? Full yaqeen on that knowledge also. Everything. One person, in fact, who has studied quite a bit also, he at one time he said that it perhaps is that all this azab which Allah has mentioned in the Quran Sharif is only to frighten us. Whereas our yaqeen is it's a real, if Allah forgives, and Allah will forgive. And Allah will forgive in great amounts also. But it is just to say that it is there only to frighten us, that is also not correct. So it's very, very important that this yaqeen on this heart of Allah Ta'ala, on the promises of Allah Ta'ala, Allah bless us with this yaqeen. And for this, always Allah Ta'ala has made it such that a test will come in front of a person. One side is the law of Allah, one side is our nafs, our desires, and our, whatever it might be, our passion, whatever it might be. And Allah has promised that He will provide, He will give everything. But Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh put it very nicely, when there is a taqabul, opposition of Shariat and Tabiat, your desires one side and what Shariat tells you to do on the other side, and the two are against one another. So at that time Allah give us tawfiq to go on to Shariat and not follow our Tabiat. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali explained this matter, a similar matter in a nice way also. He said, Tabiyat par akal ko ghalib rakho. On your desires, you have got a lot of desires, but keep your mind over your desires. Don't just do what you desire. Keep your mind over it, think of it. Or Shariat ko akal par ghalib rakho. And don't make your akal also your Allah. Keep Shariat, Quran and Hadith on top of your akal also. May Allah give us tawfiq. So that students also, we have to keep this in mind. Where we are acquiring knowledge, lot of knowledge also, ulum, lot of ulum also. But the yaqeen on that ilm also, may Allah bless us with that. And that yaqeen must translate into our actions also. May Allah give us all tawfiq that we move correctly in that direction, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.